From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. Two new California veterans' homes that currently sit empty could start filling up over the next year. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, on this Veterans Day holiday, the state has announced it's beginning to recruit hundreds of employees for the homes in Redding and Fresno.
Ever since April, veterans' homes in Fresno and Redding have had lights, air conditioning, and water, but no veterans or staff. This year's state budget set aside money to start hiring, and now the California Department of Veterans Affairs says it's ready to begin the recruitment process.
We're going forward with these homes and getting the staff in place so that we can start hiring and bringing in the residents.
CalVet's J.P. Tremblay says the plan is to staff up starting early next year and open the doors for residents next fall. Republican Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, who represents Redding, says it's been a long time coming.
Sometimes you get a little bit aggravated and frustrated. I know a lot of the veterans have been.
The homes still need additional funding to be approved in next year's budget. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California finished last month above revenue projections set by the state budget. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
State Controller John Chung says last month's revenues came in more than $200 million above projections. The improving job market strengthened personal income tax revenue. It increased more than 10%, exceeding both expectations and last year's total. And stronger consumer confidence and spending boosted sales taxes above projections. On the downside, corporate taxes were 47% below expectations and came in lower than October of last year. But Chung says, more importantly, revenue for the year is spot on with the state's budget projections. Next week, the Legislative Analyst's Office will release its budget outlook for the coming fiscal year. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
You can always find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.